A nice way to begin the day or work your way through the day, depending on when you're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I tell you, one thing for sure, it's Friday. I know that much. And other than that, we'll let the chips fall where they may. The last couple of days, we've spent a little bit of time connected to the Families USA convention. I guess it's sort of a conference convention, Kenny, in Washington, a focus on health, healthcare from a particular point of view. So we're going to continue that. Actually, I haven't talked to Eleanor Cliff from Newsweek for a long time. And so I'm going to enjoy getting to know her. I got a couple of things up my sleeve that may be interesting. And let's just find out, excuse me, where it goes in a few moments. Meanwhile, other things of interest and import today. A lot of people are still talking, Kenny, about the Chris Christie scandals. I wonder what Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter has to add to that conversation. Anything pithy?
I don't have anything right here.
Nothing pithy.
I don't see anything new.
Nah, it's the same stuff. You know, one of the things is the story at DougSteffen.com today about the Super Bowl next Sunday. We've been having a lot of conversation. I don't normally talk about sports, and I certainly don't talk glowingly about football because of my strong feelings about injuries and helmets and all that stuff. But the interesting side story is the weather, anecdotally, and what may happen next week, because the weather is predicted to be a little sour potentially sour for the Sunday game. So our poll today at DougSteffen.com, what are you looking forward to most for the Super Bowl next weekend? Because, again, the ancillary stuff, we're talking about what it costs to get in at this point. What was the cheapest in the last hour? Cheapest seat we heard was $4,000, I think. Anywhere from 4,000 to a million. Who is nuts enough to want to involve themselves? It's way out of whack, crazy stuff. At any rate, the essence of the poll, asking whether you're interested in going or interested in participating, or what are you looking forward most? A, the game itself. B, the commercials. C, Bruno Mars and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. D, I'm waiting for baseball season. That might be the way, or certainly bothering myself more in the basketball season. Yesterday's poll was about the captain and Tennille. Remember that the, I think that the story was actually Wednesday. The announcement was made that they're getting divorced after they've been married for 39 years. So our question, how long were you married if you got divorced? Let's see here. This will be interesting, Kenny. 33% said between 20 and 30 years before getting divorced. 23% of you who have been divorced, responding at DougSteffen.com, said you were married between 10 and 20 years before you got divorced. 20% said less than 5 years. That's interesting. 13% over 30 years. And 10% where you and I were, Kenny, between 5 and 10 years before getting our divorce. So, interesting conversational stuff. The video of the day today is a hoot. I suggest that if you're an Arnold Schwarzenegger fan, you check this out. That's all I'm going to tell you now. It's worth it. I can't. We have the audio from it. We'll play it later on. I can't believe that people couldn't recognize him. In looking at that, you look at him and you listen to him. How can you not think it's anybody other than Arnold?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When you look at it, anyway.
It's not much of a disguise.
No. All right. Eleanor Cliff joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
Okay. New kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it. Ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippity-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
How do you know the used car you're getting is good? One you can really trust? Well, start with KBB.com's most trusted car brand, backed by an extensive limited warranty. And you've got yourself a certified pre-owned Honda. So get going while the getting is good. Find the one that's right for you at HondaCertified.com. See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details. Based on 2013 Brand Image Awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for information.
Watch what happens when I need something for business. Say my laptop just died.
OfficeMax has laptops, tablets, and printers that are perfect for you.
How'd she know? And why is this report in black and white?
OfficeMax has most major brands of ink and toner at the lowest prices guaranteed.
Okay, I'll go. Right after I clean up these files.
OfficeMax has cloud storage, so you can be productive on the road.
Isn't she amazing?
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. All at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics and basements, because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details in your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Look, kid, you're new here, so let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Grainger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Grainger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
13 half the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Kenny and I have Eleanor Clift on, who is a well-known contributor to Newsweek magazine, has been for a long time. She also contributes to the Daily Beast website, writes about politics and policy. She's on the McLaughlin. I still enjoy you on the McLaughlin group. And I can't tell you the last time, one of the reasons that I wanted to have you on is because it's been an age since you and I talked. And I do every once in a while catch you with McLaughlin. And you, everybody else looks older except you. I mean, Buchanan looks like he's ready for the stove.
Oh, dear.
But do you, in these things where there's all this political back and forth, you really are all friends. Most of the time you get these groups, sometimes it's obvious that the participants in discussions like the ones you have on the McLaughlin group are, there's animosity there. But I sense that after all these years, you guys are all friends, whether you agree politically or not, right?
No, I think that's right. And, you know, Pat in particular, I mean, he has lived through so many eras of politics. He's run for president himself a couple of times, mm-hmm. you know, worked in the Nixon White House, the Reagan White House. He's very smart. And when he's not real ideological, I mean, I really, his analysis of events is usually quite on target.
But when he looks at you and he raises his hands like he puts...
Well, he does the kind of the tomahawk chop all the time.
Right.
And
yeah,
very
right.
expressive eyebrows.
Yes, he certainly does. He got more eyebrow than he has hair anymore.
That's true.
And McLaughlin, my God, is it true? I don't think I've ever asked that, and I've only talked to him once. Was he a priest before?
Oh yes.
He was.
He's a former Jesuit priest.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
And so it's off camera, and sometimes even on camera, they have some interesting exchanges about Catholicism. I think John walked away from all of that a long time ago, whereas Pat is quite devout.
Yes, right.
So,
yeah.
You know, they each know, they can each spout Latin.
Right. Hooray, hooray for that, right? We all need a little more of that.
That's right. That's
you get involved in lots of discussions about, in the term that I'm not, the program I'm doing these days is not political at all. So that's why it's unusual for us to have somebody like you on. But I'm going to play something, the backdrop here in part, for a conversation. It'll be interesting to see how this shakes out on some of the Sunday programs. Glenn Beck was on with, what's her face, on Fox, I think it was the night before last. You've seen, I'm sure, and heard the clip in which he talks about his role in tearing apart the country.
Right.
I'm going to play a few seconds of this, and then I'd like you to just sort of talk about what your feelings are having heard it. Here's Glenn Beck.
I remember it as an awful lot of fun and that I made an awful lot of mistakes, and I wish I could go back and be more uniting in my language, because I think I played a role, unfortunately, in helping tear the country apart, and it's not who we are. I didn't realize how really fragile the people were. I thought we were kind of a little more in it together. Now I look back and I realize if we could have talked about the uniting principles a little bit more, mm-hmm. instead of just the problems, I think I would look back on it a little more fondly. But that's only my role.
All right, so that's Glenn Beck on Fox talking to Megyn Kelly about his former role. So what do you make of that and some of the caveats from people like Beck from time to time you do hear him? I wonder if you've ever gone down that road, Eleanor.
Well, that's a couple of questions there. First
yes,
of all,
right.
He says it's not who we are. I think that's something that President Obama often says. This is not who we are. And, you know, if he feels some regrets, I mean, I'll accept that from Mr. Beck at face value. He's no longer in the game. So if he were doing his show, I don't think he's in the game.
Well, he's in the game in the sense that he's got his own, like, cable network that is not sort of cut out of the same cloth as the things that were done, excuse me, or he was asked to do mm-hmm. at Fox. And maybe that's what he's that's the reference there.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, I welcome what he has to say. And
do you think there ought to be more of
my own behavior?
Yeah.
I don't put myself in that category at all. I mean, I'm one of those people who, you know, want everybody to get along. For goodness sakes, I mean, I don't. So
I don't think I don't. You're. But you're not striped. Why are you popular? Why does Eleanor Clift think she's popular?
I don't think in those terms. I don't think. I think, you know, I represent a different point of view on a
but
show.
But there are a lot of people who represent
very,
that point of view.
Oriented to the right. So
yeah, but there are a lot of people who represent your point of view, but they don't have the traction that you do.
And women will often say to me, you know, you hold your own, men too. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm able to keep up my end of the argument.
Yeah.
But I don't see myself as sort of rooting for the divisive forces in America.
Mm-hmm. We have about 60 seconds left. What do you make of Huckabee's statement about women and basically him sticking his foot in his mouth?
Yeah, right, exactly. Pretty outrageous. There goes, you know, any attempt to redo the Republican brand.
Right. Well, you know. By the way, the business of being at the Families USA radio presentation there, there's a lot of discussion about Obamacare. Still, it's one of the top topics on talk radio. Is this thing ever going to get sort of resolved? No. Is it going to get quiet?
I was thinking about that. I think I've been at every one of these conferences. This is the fourth. How many more years will they continue until...
Right.
Obamacare is really part of the fabric of American life, which I think it will be. And I think Republicans have pretty much given up trying to repeal it. They
mm-hmm.
continue to try to undermine it.
Yeah.
And so if you support the law, you know, you can't let down your guard. And I think that's
right.
what that conference is all about.
Yeah, I think you're right. All right, Eleanor, continued success. Good to talk with you again. And I hope that we can always count on seeing a different point of view, a comfortable point of view from you. That raises questions and concerns, because that's important for us to have in the dialogue.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
Couple of number one songs that some people considered fun. Ringo always seems to have fun, unless you listen to the lyrics. And then you get creeped out, right? Who thinks about that, though? You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're my, yeah, 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 yeah. And crank it up, Michael.
You're my baby, you're my pet. We fell in love on the night we met. You touched my hand.
Fun with it, even though it is creepy. It really is. It's a creepy song.
You're 16. You're beautiful. And you're mine.
All right, enough of that. All right, here's another. This could be considered creepy, too, though, Michael. Michael thought that that song. By the way, Ringo was number one with that song during This Week in 1974. Moving to This Week in 1983, Men at Work. Seriously, 25 after the hour, a little music here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I don't know what story I think is, speaking of fun, is more fun than the one. There's a photo that we are carrying at DougSteffen.com today in the What's New section of two toilets side by side in the Olympic bathroom stall. One of the opposition leaders in Russia calling it an example of mismanaged funds. The photo of the two toilets in the men's bathroom stall at the Biathlon Center went viral after being posted to Twitter by a BBC correspondent, led social media users to joke about officials spending too much money on toilets and not enough on stall partitions. The photo of the toilets indicates the possibility of even more awkward situations. The stall's sole roll of toilet paper is only within reach of one of the toilets.
Oh.
Right? The picture, according to the politician, serves as evidence of the government mismanaging much of the $50 billion that they spent for the upcoming Olympics. $50 billion. And people are just, they're not going to show up. They aren't. Not going to show up. All right, so is that fun? Or is the Pope saying the internet is a gift from God fun? I thought that was pretty. I tend to like this guy on the surface. Describe the internet as a gift from God, hailing its ability to foster dialogue among various groups. He acknowledged that the speed of social media can make it difficult for users to engage in self-reflection. He's talking to the Catholic Church's world communications folks. He said that unprecedented advances in technology and digital media have made it easier to engage with people of different religions. So what I'm finding, what I'm amused about, Kenny, is picturing the Pope using an iPhone. That's what I, as soon as I read that, and you look at the jovial face, the guy's got a wonderful face. I'm just trying to picture him on an iPhone. And I bet there's no picture anywhere of the Pope on an iPhone, right?
I can see it. I would also bet he doesn't have his own.
On an iPhone?
He doesn't seem to have any of that kind of stuff.
As a matter of course, I mean, over the history, he's not a technology guy. Or
a possession guy.
Possession guy, okay. Yes, that maybe is better. With the church, they must supply all the cardinals with iPads and stuff, wouldn't you think?
Oh,
that's another visualization.
I think they've been supplying them with all kinds of stuff.
But I think that's kind of a fun visualization to have, and so that's why I sort of chuckled at it, and I thought you might want to have a chuckle or two as well. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Depression and neurosis. It doesn't just affect people, it affects our pets. You know, neurosis is defined as an emotional state of fixation, one in which there are no options. A neurotic pet cannot do the right thing in any given situation because he doesn't know what is appropriate. Inconsistency rules in this pet's household, and everybody tells him something different. One person encourages him to jump up. Two others correct him for jumping. One person thinks it's adorable when he steals socks. Another yells at him for the same thing. The pet in a neurotic household is in a no-win situation. Eventually, he stops trying to please and simply tries to defend himself against the next onslaught. I hear this all the time. Warren, my husband lets the dog sit on the couch with him when he's watching football. I come in and I tell the dog to get off the couch. Then the dog calls me and says, Warren, isn't that the definition of neurosis? Here's what you need to do. Sit down, have a family meeting, decide what you want your dog to do, what you don't want your dog to do, and everyone needs to be consistent. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to The Pet Show.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Glorioski, another good day. Richie's stuck in the traffic. Jennifer's off on an assignment for her day job. Roberta had a death in the family. So, Kenny, it's you and me against the world here, or with the world. I'd like to think we were with the world. 33 and change after the hour. Yeah. Stefan's Good Day program. So, I was sort of reviewing some of the things that we've talked a little bit about, some things more than others this week. The big deal with Chris Christie. I say that with tongue in cheek. Is it a big deal, really? Or is it being made a big deal of? Not a good sentence, but again, any comments on Chris Christie, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, or Twitter at Good Day Show, that are worth a minute or two of our time, Kenny?
I don't have anything new.
Nothing. All right. Obama and the presidency, bully pulpit. Talking about health care, talking about marijuana, you know, yada, yada. Okay, so what? It's pretty interesting how New York City is rapidly falling apart. Just the new mayor. All kinds of people taking shots at him because the snow removal facilities were not up to par. You never heard any of those complaints. The 12 years that Michael Bloomberg was in charge, you never heard a word up. Peep of complaining about city services at all. This guy's been there for less than a month and already people are complaining. What happens under the circumstances? How do you let things fall apart? Or was it so good under Bloomberg that anything less than that seems so bad under the circumstances? He was a wonderful mayor. Yeah, he made controversial statements about Slurpees and smoking and things like that. But as far as being an administrator, he was the epitome of what we need to have because he's a good businessman, has a multi-billion dollar business that he created all on his own. He didn't have, you know, when the guy grew up, he became a systems analyst and was working at Merrill Lynch, I think, and went to them when he came up with the idea for doing the information stuff that has become known as just Bloomberg. The guy went to Merrill Lynch and said, I've got this brilliant idea, and he was working there, so he wanted them to do it. They said no. So he left the company trying to figure out how, this is a great American story, actually, if you don't know it, trying to figure out how to do it. And he went back, for whatever the reason, Merrill Lynch went back, tried to hire him back. He said no, because what he was doing, obviously he was doing well. And he said, no, I'm going to continue with my dream. And they said, well, we've reconsidered and we'll put some money into your idea because maybe this idea will work. So they put they invested $30 million in Bloomberg's idea. And today, the company, well, Bloomberg himself is worth close to $3 billion. This is some 34 years after he got the money to start the Bloomberg. It was a computer system that analyzed a stock at first and then kind of went around in various ways. But now, most every place that you go that sells stock, they have a Bloomberg on their desk. And it basically is a trading device. You use it for understanding stocks and trading, and it's really, even today, is superb. And so he's taken all the money from that and started an information system. He started buying a New York radio station and then the cable. Just the whole thing has become he's become a cajillionaire. But the reason that I'm making note of it is because he was a great administrator, because he understood business and management and techniques for getting the job done. Who has that in politics today? Obviously, the new mayor of New York doesn't, because he screwed up already. But look at the national figures. Not necessarily congressmen and senators need to have administrative assistants. It'd be nice to have experience in it. Some of them have run successful businesses, but they seem to lose. I think of Frank Lautenberg, who started ADP, the payroll company. He was a New Jersey senator for a long time. I remember talking to him about how he got started, his whole background, his family coming out of Auschwitz and things like that. But, you know, he seemed to lose, and I was very gentle when I talked to him about it, but I remember asking him how it was that he ran these successful businesses, and yet he didn't seem to have any business sense. I mean, I didn't ask it quite like that, but you get the gist of it. I asked him, how come people that go to Washington that have success, I think this is how I asked him, how come people that go to Washington who have successful businesses and business experience like you seem to forget about those business experiences when you're working, drafting legislation, or you're just trying to get things done? Why do you forget about your business tendencies and acumen? And he gave me some fluff pat answer. I remember it was nothing. But that's the situation is so bad and requires or is begging, crying for people who know how to administer. You're not going to find it with this bunch, and you didn't find it before with Bush, and Clinton sort of fell into it. And I don't know what I think, actually, in analyzing how Clinton was able to manage, it wasn't because he was a good manager. It's because Hillary is and was a good manager. She's very organized. You can see how the State Department runs it. Regardless of those of you who want to take a shot at her because of Benghazi, that's not really the point. The fact that the organization that was the State Department under her was extraordinarily well managed, there isn't anybody on either side who will tell you that the place did anything other than thrive under her tutelage. So, again, where are the business people? Where are the managers? Bloomberg was a great example of somebody who would have been, if he were to consider it, a great president, I think. Anyway, we need administrators. There actually ought to be two presidents anyway. One who handles administration, the other handles PR. Goes around glad-handing people all around the country or all around the world. It's just too much for a guy. Look at Obama, whether you like him or not. Look at what he looks like now versus what he looked like when he first went into office. Kenny.
That happens to every one of them.
It is.
You see, they just look so beaten
by
the second term.
Yeah. Look at pictures of, Clinton's a good example, and Bush is certainly a good example. Bush aged terribly. He looks a lot better now than he did when he got out. But Obama, look at his hair, look at his face, look at the eyes all drawn out. It looks horrible. Why would you want to do that to yourself? Why does Huckabee want to run for president? You got a nice gig, pal. Whether you stick your foot in your mouth or not, you get paid a lot of money for your speaking engagements. So do that and forget the other stuff. Oy. All right. Speaking of administrators in this administration, Eric Holder is in the news today. Apparently he gave an interview to, and I'm not sure whether this was a newspaper or was it on NBC? Okay, anyway. So he was asked a lot of questions. One of the things he did was dismiss out of pocket a new government watchdog report which declares some of the NSA programs illegal. Of course, why would he Just because some lawyers think that it's illegal, why should I, Eric Holder, I am the Attorney General, why would I agree with them? Anyway, he spoke about the new voting rights legislation. He also spoke about Edward Snowden. Maybe that's the story. That's the takeaway, I think, Kenny, out of this. The Edward Snowden comments. He said that he thought that the U.S. was open for a resolution to the circumstances that present themselves with regard to Snowden. The idea of granting him clemency was going too far. So Mr. Holder said Snowden was granted asylum in Russia, and he still faces charges here. But the other side of this, the private contractor that conducted the background checks for Snowden and Aaron Alexis, the guy that shot up the Washington Navy Yard, and apparently about 600,000 other background checks, they are all fake. They didn't do them. They just charged the government for them. And it's taken them this long to figure it out. This was the past 4 years. They've conducted 665,000 fake checks, background checks, which have led to these two things. You think this company's going to be out of business pretty soon? I think so.
Hope so.
But then again, you look at this and you think, what? Who's managing? I'm back to my same philosophy or theory, pointing at these people that want to be in charge, but they don't know how to be in charge. They don't. They don't have really a clue as to how to run things. They haven't been in that position. I mean, for heaven's sakes, Obama was a community activist. That's all he's ever done. And he taught for a while, worked in the law office, all those things. I didn't give you any real background in figuring out how to run things. All right, so I'm off of my two to that. One thing that's also big this week, we're certainly spending a lot of time talking about the NFL and talking about football, so I will drop this on you. This is really very interesting. Stories at DougStephan.com about a furniture store. The guy who owns it is Mattress Mac McInvale. He had a promotion about the NFL Conference Championship games that maybe, I don't know, I guess it would depend on whether you're writing the checks or whether you're a recipient. In some people's minds, it worked very well. Other people's, it worked too well. He ran a commercial, this guy, McInvale, at Gallery Furniture. I think he's in Houston. Ran a commercial promising to give customers back their money if they bought more than a $5,000 piece of furniture and had it delivered before the start of the first game and guessed the winning teams headed to the Super Bowl. 100 of his customers got it right. So Mattress Mac is sending out checks this week, refunding $600,000.
Wow.
To people who came up with the correct, 100 of them, came up with the correct guess as to who was going to be in the Super Bowl. He said, quote, I took a deep breath.
Yes.
$600,000 of free furniture. 80% of the customers were smart, picked the right team. So, God love the guy. I hope he's still in business.
A piece of an interview with one of his customers who said that they just decided to redo everything, and they bought $12,000 worth of furniture for their home.
Wow.
And now it's all free.
Good Lord.
Wow.
God bless. Anyway, that story is prominent at DougStephan.com. I would like, we're talking about looking in the mirror here and trying to figure out what it is. When you look at yourself in the mirror, how do you evaluate yourself? Are you thinking about who the real you is? Some people do that. But maybe the more superficial thing, especially earlier in the day, is to look at your face and think, oof, man, look at those bags under my eyes. Look at the puffiness. Look at the wrinkles. Introducing, da-da-da-da, Genucell. It's a stem cell therapy serum that takes care of the bags and puffiness under your eyes. 1, 2, 3. Remember that song from Carole King did, I feel the earth move under my feet. If you're looking at your eyes and you feel the bags moving under your eyes, maybe you better call 800-543-9262 so that you can feel better almost instantly. When you put Genucell underneath, this is a serum, I guess, not a cream, put it under your eyes, around the baggy, puffy parts of your eyes, around the wrinkles and stuff, 12 hours later you will see a difference. That's guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, for a new, younger, and more wrinkle-free skin, the folks at Chamonix that have developed GenuCell will give you, when you mention Doug Steffen, a jar of the legendary wrinkle treatment called Esotique. So you get two for the price of one when you call 800-543-9262. It's pretty compelling. The results are amazing and dramatic. And if they aren't what I'm explaining that they are, then you get your money back. 800-543-9262 for GenuCell. Get rid of the bags, puffiness, and the lines around your eyes. 800-543-9262.
With the Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And for a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,000 in extra savings. You can save even more on essentials like coffee, cereal, paper towels, and laundry detergent. Plus, get ready for tax season with savings on TurboTax and HP printers and ink. Get your savings book today. So join and save. Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
OfficeMax has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
OfficeMax has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
OfficeMax has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
It's a new year and professional women are thinking about their 2014 resolutions. Many people may have resolutions to quit smoking or lose weight, but why not make a goal this year to help advance your career? Career expert Nicole Williams is here to discuss her confidence building tips for achieving workplace success in 2014.
Now's the perfect time to set your career goals, to help women whip their careers into shape. I'm excited to partner with Secret Deodorant, a brand that helps women to be fearless as their career confidence coach. First, start by setting a measurable goal and attach it to a deadline. Write it down, set a date to accomplish it by, and remember, no matter the goal, how you present yourself is a key factor. Choose outfits that you feel fantastic in, and to cover your bases, wear a new Secret Clinical Strength collection for 100% confidence, so you're protected should stress, sweat, strike.
For more information, visit twitter.com/secretdeodorant. I'm John Tritton.
With Jennifer not here, the heavy lifting falls on my shoulders. The discussion of what's going on in the world of television. It's 12 before the hour on Good Day. American Idol premiering, ratings, judges, contestants, Here's an exchange that occurred last night between the judges and one fellow with an interesting voice.
I am at ease in the arms of a woman, although now most of my days are spent alone, a thousand miles, the place I was born. When she wakes me, she takes me back home. Now most days I feel like a child now, who's afraid of ghosts in the night.
What's that?
That was pretty good.
If you sang a cappella on the radio right now, I would pull to the side of the road. I might crash my car.
Might crash his car. Keith Urban and Harry Connick. Yeah, there doesn't seem to be a lot of spice. Have you watched any of this, Kenny?
I haven't. The bits and pieces that I've heard, they're just so nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's that's not what people. Milk toast.
Yeah, nobody wants that. Entertainment Weekly reports that Grey's Anatomy star Ellen Pompeo and Patrick Dempsey have signed new 2-year contracts for this. I thought he would. Has he done? How much movie work has Dempsey done?
Not a lot. A little bit.
He seems to be comfortably ensconced in this. You'd think that he'd want to do other things, or at least if he followed in the footsteps of other people. Wasn't Hegel on that show?
Yeah, I think so.
And she went off and didn't do well. Maybe I thought she was coming back to the show, frankly. Let's see here. The Adam Sandler stuff. Have you seen any of the bits? Adam Sandler this week with Jay Leno suggesting what it would be like. You know, there was a comment about Fox, but he interviewed Jay Leno. It was really pretty good television. If you haven't seen it, you can go to the NBC website or probably on Hulu to check it out. Jeffrey Tambor reuniting with his Arrested Development co-star Will Arnett when he makes a guest appearance on the sitcom The Millers. Jeffrey Tambor, I think, is one of our more interesting characters, actor-wise, anyway. It's 51 past on Good Day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
From bestfares.com, you can figure him out. Well, I don't know. Some people figure him out. Some people don't figure him out. Maybe that's why he just got a divorce. His wife finally figured him out. Anyway, he's here to help us avoid ugly spring break airfares. That coming up in a matter of moments. Also, cruise news. When you snooze, you lose. He loves those. We post every week at DougStephan.com behind Tom's picture. So if you go to the contributors box at DougStephan.com, click on that. You'll see special deals that are put together just for Good Day Show listeners. You might want to check that out. And check out what Tom has suggested for lining up spring break trips. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line. Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free DVD titled World War II Remembered. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
All right, if you're listening in Portland or Charlotte or Pittsburgh or Sacramento or Salt Lake City or San Antonio or Cincinnati or Las Vegas, wherever you are, Orlando is a good place. There's a big hub there. How difficult is it for people in any of these cities that are listening to this program to get to the Olympics?
Oh, yeah, Olympics, yeah. Actually, I will tell you, this is my spin on the Olympics, all right? My brother's been to every Olympics since 1992 and was held in Barcelona, winter, summer, and about a week ago I finally convinced him, this is not the year you need to go, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if you still want to go, there's plenty of tickets. Just remember the scalping law in Russia. They can fine you up to $30,000 for buying tickets on the seat, on the street. And if any place I do not want to violate the law would be Russia. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is, if you want to beat it, it's like $2,000 to $3,000 the week of opening game. Even the second week is real high. And there's only two airlines serving Sochi, and they're both Russian, Aeroflot and some airline called S7. Mm-hmm. But the way you beat it, and you might want to think about this, is fly into Moscow, stay there for like 1 or 2 days. It's running about $700, $800, $900 for most U.S. cities. And then buy a ticket from Moscow into Sochi. It's about $200. That'll cut your airfare, knock it in half. Mm-hmm. If there is problems, you just, make Moscow your vacation destination.
There you go. That's where I always wanted to go, with Moscow. One of the dirtiest cities I've ever been in my life. Ugh.
Yeah, but anyway, visa. You do need a visa. It's going to cost you $200 to $300. You're also going to need another one when you get to Sochi. You can buy tons of tickets on the Internet now. This is one of the first Olympics. I've never seen this many Olympic tickets, even for the opening games. And the final thing I would suggest is make sure you pack that bulletproof vest.
All right. Spring break. Pretty ugly airfares, generally speaking. What are the tricks to avoid that?
Everybody wants to leave that Friday and Saturday when school lets out. I just know the fare can be double if you want to leave on a Friday and Saturday. You might want to look at a Sunday, but stay a little bit shorter. I usually never suggest leaving on a Sunday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Make it a shorter 4 or 5 day vacation. Then you might do it. Also, if you're in some city like Grand Rapids, those airfares were running $800 to the West Coast.
Good Lord.
But Chicago, yes, it's a little drive, but maybe a 2 to 3 hour drive. They are not having the spring break the same week, and those airfares drop from $800 down to maybe $250 to $300. And for a family of four, when you can knock $500, you just may want to be heading over to Chicago. Same thing works for Detroit or a nearby airport. They're not doing the same week that you are.
Right. Well, there's a big hub, in a sense. All right. So Tom has more details. If you check out bestfares.com, you'll find other ways to avoid the spring break airfare prices. Suggestions from Tom.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.